Accounts payable Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025 at 6 o'clock. I'd like to call this meeting to order. And first is a thank you to Senator M.D. Raham and a possible discussion on intent of the grant. So I personally called M.D. last week and had a conversation with him. And the conversation was that we were thinking about doing with it. And we mentioned the handicapped playground. And he said, that's very nice of you, but don't do that. He said, I'm working on a grant for, or a bond for that. So it's not the intent. He said, Manchester, we got Manchester $3 million or whatever it was. And we got Glastonbury $1 million for recreation. Andover and Bolton got nothing. So you deserve something for your rec departments. So that's where the conversation went. So is there any other questions, comments on this topic? We do have a list of things that
potential projects.
I think there's the biggest part of a page of them. It's just a couple pages in. Two pages in. Right there. Yes.
I would like to ask a question on the form that we have to fill out. There was one question I had on that, but I think I spoke my mind and pretty clearly the last time. But I would like to say, I hope this board picks projects before we apply for the grant.
We have a whole list of projects. I don't see where we can do that.
You don't see that we can do that?
Well, not unless we continue waiting. We don't know what any of the value of any of these projects are.
But could we look at the tent?
There's a whole page of them. Did you?
Yes, I did. So my question then would be, under the application that Jennifer Hagg sent to Jim Rupert, it goes through the last part of it. It says reference documents, overview of the application, financing plan, and number 5 says campaign contribution certification form and instruction. Does that have anything to do with us?
No.
Thank you.
That's a standardized form. So it might apply to individuals or corporations that give campaign contributions, but we are not, as a town entity, we don't give campaign contributions.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. One is, Jim or Rodney, do you have a sense that the funds have to be spent by June 30th, 2026, or just committed by June 30th, 2026?
I don't know.
Because it says funding period is July 1, 2025.
Yeah, I think they have to be committed, but I could get clarification.
I think that's important because to help us determine what we do with these funds, because if we've got a long term project, it might not be able to be done by June 30th of next year. A short term project could. So I think that's one thing we do have to find out. And I did notice that in the application materials that Jennifer sent, there's one section called use of funds, and it does say provide an overview on how the funds will be spent. So I think that before the application is submitted, I think a lot of work can be done but I think that we are going to have to provide an explanation of how we'll use the funds.
So I think, you know, high level to get the paperwork started, we could say that we're starting with this list and we're going to put a working group together to narrow it down. I think that would be appropriate. Amanda.
Amanda? Oh.
No, go ahead.
Thanks. Do we have anywhere a definition of what Parks and Recs is? Because to me, recreation can be anything that results in some type of recreation for our residents or the public. And so I would think of that as much more broadly than the scope that we normally define like our Parks and Rec department as. But I would be interested in.
I didn't give you every piece of paper that I got for the grant. I gave you the grant overview, but I scoured every form that she sent, and that is not on them.
So I think it would behoove us to be broad in our thinking about this, to use it as wisely as possible.
Any other questions, Bob?
Well, no, not a question, but okay. I
comment.
Yeah, I would agree in accepting it. And the categories we have here are broad enough. Quite frankly, I think this, whatever it is, it should be a capital project that will deal with an issue that we never would be able, in our normal process, we probably would have to set aside 5 or 6 or 7 years to do it on the capital side. I think when we're looking at this thing, I think that should be one of the things we're looking at. It's one of these one-time things that you can think about dealing with. And all the projects here, every one are projects that should be done. And obviously, when you look at it's the cost that's going to make the difference. You might be able to do several of these rather than just one or two. And I think that's why they have to be looked at, see what they're going to cost. And then we can narrow it down and make a decision. But I really think one of the scopes should be, let's look at things that we need to do. We've been wanting to do, but we haven't had the dollars to do. That would be one of my driving forces.
Is there any other?
Yeah. I think the idea of a community subcommittee, which was brought up a while ago, is a good idea. But I'm concerned about the timetable.
Sure. I am also.
You know, yeah. we can't take 4 or 5 months and yeah. then find out, oh, this project has to be completed by June 30th of next year.
I kind of think 30 days at most, maybe 60.
I mean, we're already. I mean,
July, well, from now. I mean, let's say
the town hall.
Month of
They're
August,
voting
month,
tonight month on October, six November. Or seven. Grants
Sandy,
at a special meeting.
Can you mute yourself?
Sorry.
Provide an overview. The funds will be spent. The funding period is, so it must be just the funding period is to June 30th, 2026. Yeah. I can't imagine.
No, you can't use it.
We can't spend it that fast. That's.
It doesn't seem that way, but we need to.
We had a shovel-ready project that we could.
But this took us by surprise. We weren't expecting
that. Right. And we didn't ask for it.
Right.
Amanda, you still got your hand up from before, or is this a new hand up?
No, this was a new hand up. I mean, okay. If this is the final list that we're willing to consider? Because I had some ideas for consideration, but wasn't sure that they fell under Parks and Rec, but based on conversations I've had with some residents and some people that work in town.
We were tasked at the last Board of Selectmen's meeting. Rodney and I to get together with John B. We also dragged in Stephanie, and this was a result of about a 1 hour brainstorming session. So I don't think in any way, shape, or fashion it's all inclusive, and it's one of the reasons that I had suggested that we put together a group for the broader spectrum.
So one of the ideas, I mean, I had three ideas that may or may not fall under Parks and Rec, depending on how, you know, loosely we define it, but I know that in talking about the trail at Heritage Park, we had talked about how the parking lot over there needs work to make it more accessible. And that to me is recreational, right? Because so many people come, they use it for yoga, they use it for walking, they use it for everything under the sun, right? It's a great asset that we have there, as well as trying to get bathrooms over at Heritage Park as part of the master plan. I don't know, again, if those would fall under things. And then in looking at some of the old materials from back when I think some bonding dollars were voted down, there was at one point a plan to expand the library to allow more space, right? I've been at the library a little bit more frequently, and there's not a ton of space to hold, you know, events there. And a lot of people try to hold their events there, like the Prevention Council, and like we're trying to do children's hours. And I know that building is built to expand out. I don't know what it would cost to expand out one side, but I also feel like that's very recreational as well in terms of building the capacity to allow community events there and potentially office space for rec. I don't know, just ideas that have for consideration.
I would expect anything with the library would start off at a couple million. This wouldn't get you anywhere.
Won't get it.
No.
It'll get us a set of plans and a couple of holes in it.
Yeah, you're being 1.5 to 2.5.
No. But good gotcha. Idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One of the things, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I had been asked 3 years ago if there we could do a community garden. People who are interested who have too many trees or live in the apartments and are renters that would like to do a community garden. And we had looked at sites, and one of the recommendations had been Herrick Park, the front part, before the playground on the north side, I think would be the best description. They've done a few trees, and that was in consultation with Larry Pease
mm-hmm.
as to what was some of the best soils and some of the best sun. So that was just a one thought to add to the list. And one of the other things that we were pushed on by some consultants was putting in frisbee golf, which would be something we might want to just think about as true recreation. And we have Indian Notch Park space perhaps available over there. But just thinking outside the box, because this money is outside the box.
Great idea.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. And anybody else? So does anybody want to make a motion that we accept the money based on our list, or do we want to continue?
I'll make a motion that we do accept it, and that and that we former committee have you
make that a separate motion.
Okay, we'll do that later. We'll accept the money. Accept the money.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's 7 yes. So we have to say, I have to say thank you to Senator Rahm for the efforts to get us this money. And
6 yes.
1 absent.
Oh, 1 absent. 6 yes. 6 yes. 1 absent. Sorry.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for picking up on that.
Just want to make sure that was clear.
So did you want to, so that's, so that would have been number 3.
We then make a second motion, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
All right. We're ready? Okay. I was just dozing off here. No. No. I'd like to move that we have the first selectman and town administrator put together a subcommittee to come up with, narrow the scope of possibilities so that we can put together a cost estimate, so that we have maybe 2 or 3 realistic, or maybe 5 realistic options to pick from and go from there. I think what you have there is broad. I think if it, and you know, when you're looking at I'm babbling. That's not the motion, but that's the motion.
Wait, may I ask for a clarification on the motion? You said a subcommittee, and that'd be a subcommittee of the board. Are you looking to have
the public involved?
And would you consider having them invite members of the public in to speak on?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a subcommittee. I think the subcommittee should be the board. And obviously, you would invite anyone who'd like to participate to bring their ideas and comment on it. But if you make too large a group, this thing will take 6 months to come up with any suggestion. And that's not what we want. I think we want to do something that's good for the town and do it efficiently.
So we want the suggestions in writing, online?
That's a great
idea. Email?
That's a good idea.
And
no one seconded the motion yet, so thank you. Now we can discuss
this. Is there a discussion?
Well, you just did.
Absolutely.
But I think that's a good idea of suggestions to be sent to the to Jim. So
the motion is to create a subcommittee of the board.
Of selectmen.
And to
invite the public to participate in any of the meetings of the subcommittee.
And the first selectman appoints.
First selectman appoints, yeah. Right. And any suggestions should come in online.
HR@boldenct.gov.
Please submit all your suggestions to that.
We're not there yet, but we can put that out.
We can put that out. Like,
May I make, ask a question about that?
Yeah.
So people, if people, members of the public are going to be invited to be members of the subcommittee. No, they're not invited to this motion.
But to participate in the process so that they can
ideas. They can attend meetings and speak at the meeting.
Exactly.
Okay, so they don't have to submit their ideas.
They want their ideas submitted before.
We'd like to, that helps.
Because that it could turn into 1,000 people, each with one idea. And that's not a good way to run a meeting.
If you're going to have a 30-day window, you have to...
30 or 60 days.
I'm just thinking if somebody shows up at a meeting, they should be, and they have an idea, they should be able to speak the idea, even if they have already submitted something in writing. I mean, you shouldn't cut off... If they're going to be part of the process, they should be able to speak during the meeting.
I agree. And having sent it in, because they're probably going to be duplicates.
So we really would want the idea either in person at the meeting or online, preferably online.
Online, this way everybody knows.
Toward doing it online.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Because it's going to be a 2-minute window to get your idea across, whatever it is.
You mean if they say it in person, or
if they come in person? Yeah, it's not going to be a 20-minute speech for each person.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I just didn't want people to have to submit their in writing and not be able to speak after if they show up.
Submit it in writing, at least there can be a little more forethought into it.
Yeah, it would be good for all the members to be able to think about the ideas ahead of time. But
the idea is to move this forward quickly.
Yeah.
Right. So. Is there any other?
Did somebody second the motion?
Pam did.
Pam did.
And how will the invitation to members of the public to be involved in this be go out? How will it be published?
So it'll go out social media. It'll be posted on the website, and it will go out in the Bolton Bulletin.
What kind of social media does the town use?
Facebook.
Okay.
That gets a lot of views.
And usually somebody from the other pages that are out there about Bolton will actually put a link to those important things on their on their pages, so it gets even broadcast even further than just our view.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So all in favor of creating a committee? So that's 6 yes, 1 absent. Is this where I create the committee?
No, you don't have to do it tonight.
Not tonight.
Too bad.
AP.
Now, the consider an act on AP.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I make a motion that for the fiscal year 25-26, that we approve the expenditures of the AP listing for $341,187.14.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Yes.
Page 3, there's $135,000 and change for a storage garage at the
high school.
At the high school. Could you just remind me, is that a new building?
It's a brand new building. It's been in capital for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Maybe, actually, I think it was partially funded longer ago than that, and maybe 2 years ago finished the funding, and the project actually got off the ground this year, and it's actually complete at this point.
Okay. So that it was in the capital
budget. It was in capital. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And then just my only other question is on page 20.
Way back.
Could you explain the Tallinn County Mutual Aid annual dispatching fee of $18,000?
So it's actually, I think, 20 or it might be more than that. But so the town of Bolton Fire Department contracts with Tallinn County Mutual Aid for dispatching service. So anytime a resident calls 911 and that phone call is going to be transmitted to the Bolton Volunteer Fire Department for service, whether it's a motor vehicle accident, a fire, or a medical call, a blocked road, they provide messaging to the fire department members in a couple of different ways. They broadcast it over the radio, and they use alphanumeric paging, which actually comes across members' telephones. And they maintain a CAD system with a bunch of basically preset rules that the fire chief and his officers set. So, like, they know what if a fire is at a certain place in town, they might call the town of Manchester for mutual aid. But if it's on the other end of town, they might call the town of Keevan. So they maintain a very sophisticated CAD system that has all of this information in there. And again, if there's a fire over on that side of town, and Bolton Fire Department is all tied up at the scene, and we have a fire department coming in from another town, they also know where all of our water supply points are, so they can tell them this is where you go. So those are the kinds of services that we're paying the Talon County Dispatch Center for.
Okay. And does that fee stay pretty much the same?
It usually goes up a little bit every year, but it hasn't changed remarkably.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yes.
Good questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Amanda's not. Amanda? Okay. Oh, six. Yes. One absent. Next is the, let's see, consider an act on budget transfers.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I believe they are just information.
Yep.
The first one is for $150 from the category dues and fees, the category of contributions for the fire commission. The second one is for the fire marshal to $75 move of funds from equipment, the category of communication and other technical services. And the third one is for $665.43.
General fund to the capital.
General fund to pay for the town mutual aid fire service for full payment, partial payment.
Thank you, Pam. Next, consider an act on a Board of Ed approval of fiscal year 25 non-fiduciary activity fund summary to allow these balances to be carried forward to 2026.
And this is something that you do every year.
Mr. Chairman, I move that issue forward.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Six yes, one absent. And then next is to consider an act on the Hartford Foundation for Giving grant application for Bolton Recreation Department for $3,500. And
it's important to understand that there's no match for the next couple of grants that are coming in.
And this grant is to be used for
the purchase of a blow-up movie screen and a projector and some licensing for the rec department to be able to do, movie nights.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that the town applies to the Hartford Foundation Public Giving for the Recreation Department for $3,500.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Six yes. One absent. Next is consider and possibly act on Hartford Foundation for Giving grant application to Bolton Heritage Farm to exhibit to house artifacts found on farm and curate and create an exhibit. It's a $7,500 grant.
Also, no match is required.
No match is required.
That was my question.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that I make a motion to apply for that grant for that those purposes.
And I'll second that.
The amount of $7,500.
And I'll second that.
Is there any other discussion? All in favor? Aye. That's six yes, one absent. Congratulations. Now, number nine, consider an act on recommendation to hire Manitou for the fire department's strategic plan.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I make a motion that we hire Manitou for the strategic plan for the fire department.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
This was this is my question, but I believe it's subcommittee. This is the after review. This is the one that they put forward.
So both Chief and I reviewed it independently. We did not collaborate on a review. We actually came up with the same company recommendation of Manitou for I think similar reasons. But you know, number one, they were within our price range that we had put aside in capital. Number two, they are the most local of the companies that responded to our request. One of the things that we both noticed in their response to our RFP was that they seemed to be more wanting in-person meetings rather than, you know, online meetings. Not that we wouldn't have any online meetings with them, but I think we all know that online is a great tool. But sometimes when you're in the same room with somebody, that level of communication goes beyond what you get when you're just talking to each other over a screen. So we both like that. I did also go and check their references. When I wrote my memo to the Board of Selectmen, I'd only gotten two responses. I spoke with two different individuals in two different towns, spoke very highly of them. They worked hard. They completed their work in a timely fashion. They did say, you know, we dragged out a little bit because we couldn't meet quite as often as they wanted to, but they were ready. You know, they met the steps in appropriate time frames. And, you know, one of the questions that I asked each of them, which I thought was, you know, very important was, you know, did they come up, you know, with independent thinking? You know, they weren't driven by preconceived notions that we have, right? And they said, yes, their thinking was very independent. They came up with in some cases, very unique ideas. And they both reported in my phone conversations with them that those plans are relevant, that they are using them to drive decision-making. They are using them to drive capital purchases with regard to fire department. And then since I wrote that memo to the Board of Selectmen, I've actually gotten a written response because I put written questions out to those individuals that I wasn't able to reach by phone, and the responses were very similar. So I think that, you know, we would be well served to hire Manitou so that we can get this project off the ground, get it moving, and get it completed so that we can continue to make good decisions and have it as a guide to make our decisions with regard to, you know, capital purchases, personnel, and other things where the fire department is.
Thank you for that explanation.
So Manitou's price came in at $18,500.
Right.
The Jensen Hughes came in at $42,000, and ESCI was at $54,000. So we only had $25,000 in our budget. So they came in within budget. And this is to create a 10-year plan because the fire departments are evolving nowadays with all the rules and staffing, et cetera. And they're supposed to come in and recommend what we do as a town moving forward. And they have a better idea of the whole picture than we individually would. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I concur. I think it's better to have an outside person looking in. And as Jim noted, this is the importance of this thing is with each year, it really becomes more relevant because if you've noticed, even lately in the news, the big show was the absolute difficulty in not funding, but actually having personnel in volunteer service in the fire department. And so many, and most of them now have gone to some sort of a hybrid with some assistance. And the types are all over the board. And I think it's really essential that we get this done, go forward. So at least we have a plan, not only a physical plan, but also a fiscal plan. I think that's the key thing here. Mm-hmm. So we can plan and put money aside and go forward. That's it. That's my speech. I'm done.
Is there any other discussion? Amanda.
So I had a question. The letter from the chief mentioned an ESCI group. Sorry, I don't have two screens, so I'm trying to navigate between screens.
There was bidder number three.
Well, the packets that got sent to us, I don't see one for ESCI. I see a mission CIT?
It did. It was in there, Amanda. The ESCI was in the packing.
Okay.
And I think it was the fourth one.
Fourth one.
I only see. Oh, sorry. Huh, it's not showing on my screen. Thanks. That would be wait. Let's see. So, Mission didn't even make the cut. Like they were fourth. No. Is what? Yep. Okay. All right. I'm not used to the view. Thank you.
Good question.
So I just want to say I reviewed them all. I immediately took off the Colorado one and the Virginia one. I just didn't think that there was any reason why we needed a company that far away if we had these two Connecticut choices, the Shelton one and the Croton on Hudson, which is relatively close. So Jim, I appreciate you reaching out for the personal comments from people who have worked with Manitou, because I think that's super important. That to me carries a lot of weight, personal experience with these companies. So thank you for doing that. And I would support hiring Manitou based on your recommendation and the information you've got from the other towns that have worked with them.
All in favor? Aye. That's 6 yes, 1 absent. Now we move on to
a motion for number 10.
Number 10.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
6 yes, 1 absent. Thank you all for coming out.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
This is the pick.
Gwen, this is for your fine reading. This part's going to be done out of the